We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Tes Zayin, and we're up to the second paragraph within Tes Zayin. Once again, this halacha right now is focusing on the topic of Emes, based on chapter 9 in Likutei Moran. Veze Bechina Soid Hoibur. And our discussion, what we're speaking about till now, is tied into the secret of synchronizing the solar year and the lunar year by adding a month to the lunar year sometimes. That's called the Soid Hoibur, knowing when we do that. Ki Yosef hu bechinas Soid Hoibur, because Yosef HaTzadik represents this secret of the Ibur, of the leap year. Ki yesh shnei mosor shiftei ko edus liYisrael ohides l'shem Hashem, because we know there are the basic 12 tribes, shehem b'china shnei mosor nuschois tefila, which correspond to the 12 versions of tefila, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran. Sheze b'china shnei mosor chaloinois shebohem oila hatefila Derech Shnei Mosor Shorim v'chulu kanal. This also corresponds to the concept of 12 windows. The Shulchan Aruch says that a shul should preferably have 12 windows through which the tefillah goes up to heaven and enters via the 12 gates. Each shevet, each tribe, has its own individual gate. U'keneged zeh heim Shnei Mosor Chodshei Halavona. And corresponding to this also, we have the 12 months of the lunar year, Shehi Bechinas Tefillah. And we know that the moon represents Tefillah. Bechinas Chaloin, the window, the windows through which the Tefillah goes up. Bechinas Hamoyer HaKot, and the moon represents the window, because we said there's two levels of Emes. There's the higher level of Emes, which corresponds to a precious stone that gives off its own light, it radiates its own light, and then there's the lower level emes, which is a window. It doesn't give off any of its own light, but it has the ability to allow light to pass through it. That's the moon. The higher level emes is compared to the sun. Bechinas hamoyer hakoton, the moon, the window, is referred to as the lesser light. Bechinas tzimtzum huemes, a constriction of the truth. V'chodesh hoyibur shemoisifin, and the additional month that we add on to the year. V'oz hashona bas shloish esrei chodesh, and when we do that, the year becomes a year of 13 months. Ze bechinas Yosef, that corresponds to Yosef HaTzadik, Shenechlak l'shnei shvotim, whose tribe was divided into two tribes, Menashe and Ephraim. V'nitoisef shevet echod al yodoi, and through this, an additional tribe was added to the count. Originally, there were 12 tribes. By taking one of the 12 and making two out of it, there became 13 tribes, corresponding to that additional month, the Adar Sheni. Because the main purpose of adding that additional month is to coordinate the lunar year with the solar year. This is the concept of the union between the sun and the moon. Where the Torah tells us that in the future, the light of the moon is going to become equal to the light of the sun, v'yiyu shneihem echad, and then they'll be like one. They'll both have the same amount of light. V'ze naseh al yedei Yosef. And this is accomplished through Yosef HaTzadik, shehu soid hoibur. Yosef HaTzadik represents this secret of adding to the year, to the lunar year, Shemechaber Shnehem Chamu Levono, which unites the sun and the moon, Shehem Shnei Bechinoi Semes, which are these two levels of truth. Dahainu Shemechaber Shnei Mosor Shiftei Ko, Shehem Shneimosor Nuschois Hatfila, Shneimosor Chadoshim, what this actually means is that we're taking the 12 tribes, which correspond to the 12 versions of Tfila, and to the 12 months of the lunar year, Humechabrom LeYaakov. We're attaching them to Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Etzem Hoemes, who represents the essence of truth. Bechinas Chamo Kanal, Yaakov Avinu represents the sun. V'alkein Nosan Yaakov LeYosef Daiko Shchem Echod Elechov. With this, we'll understand why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef HaTzadik an additional portion to that of his brothers. Each one of his brothers got one portion. Yosef HaTzadik, besides the portion that he got originally, he got an additional portion added to that, which was Shechem. Shehu HaBechoira. This is the concept of the birthright, that Yosef HaTzadik received the Bechoira, Sheyecholik Shiftoi L'Shnaim, which allowed him to turn his one Shevet into two Shvotim. Shezehu Soito Ibra Kanal. This is the whole concept of a leap year, where the month of Adar, one month, becomes 2 months. Ukemuva Zeh HaPosik B'Maimranal L'Inyin Tfilah Inshon. As we find this posik about Yaakov Avinu giving Yosef HaTzadik Shechem, is mentioned over there in chapter 9 in Likutei Moran regarding the topic of tefillah. Ki ikar hatefillah v'chol tikuna hu al yidei emes. Because the whole essence of tefillah and the thing that perfects the tefillah is the truth, the honesty in the tefillah. Vo emes hu b'chinas Yaakov. And emes is represented by Yaakov Avinu. Titein emes liyaakov. V'efsher lekabel hu emes shel Yaakov. Shehu b'chinas etzem hu emes. And it is impossible for a person to be able to receive the truth of Yaakov Avinu, which is the highest truth, the essence of truth, other than via Yosef HaTzadik. Shehu b'chinas tzadik yesoid olam. Yosef is known as tzadik, and the concept of the tzadik yesoid olam, shehu mekabel ho'emes miYaakov, Yosef HaTzadik is the one who receives the light, the emes from Yaakov Avinu, umeiroi beklal Yisrael, and passes it on and distributes it to Klal Yisrael. Besoid smichas geula letfila. As the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss, the concept of attaching and connecting the bracha of Goal Yisrael to Shmon Esrei, to the tefillah. Ki geula biyesoid, kamuva, shehu Yosef. Because the term geula, redemption, is associated with the mid of yesoid, which is Yosef HaTzadik, as is known. Shehu tzadik yesoid olam, shubachinas tzadik hador, shetzrichen lekasher elov kol hatfilois. And Rabbi Nazal teaches us in Likutei Moran that when Jews are mispalel, when they daven, we have to see to it to attach our tefillos, to bring our tefillos and connect them to the tzaddik. V'hu ma'ale u'mevarer kol tefillos Yisrael. And the tzaddik is the one who elevates and purifies all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. Al yidei oyer ho'emes shemeir b'hem. Through the great light of truth that shines in them. Umechaber Shneimosar Shvotim biYaakov. And Yosef HaTzadik is the one who attaches and connects the 12 tribes to Yaakov Avinu, ki kulam klulim biYosef. Because all 12 tribes are included in and plugged into Yosef HaTzadik. Ki kulam klulim b'Yosef gam kein. We had said before that they were all kolol in Yaakov Avinu. Now Rav Nosal says they're all also kolol in Yosef HaTzadik. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, regarding the dream that Yosef HaTzadik had, v'hinei ha-shemesh v'ha-yoreach v'achad osor k'chovim mishtachvim li. The sun and the moon and the 11 stars were all bowing to me. They were all nichlal in me. So certainly the other 11 stars, which are the Shvatim. Ki boy be-Yosef kolul ha-koil. Because in Yosef, who represents the tzaddik, is included everything. Shemesh, v'yoreach, u'shnei moser shvotim. All three categories. V'alkein, mechabron yachad. And that's why Yosef tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one who brings them all together. V'koilolon yachad. And merges them together to be able to work, cooperate with each other. Shezehu soid hoibur. This is the secret of knowing when and how we add an additional month to the year to straighten things out. Shezehu soid hoibur, shayidezeh nischabrin v'nechlolin chamu levono yachad. And this is what results in bringing together the sun and the moon, which are the two levels of emes that we spoke about earlier. The higher level emes, which is compared to the sun, Yaakov Avinu, and the lower level emes, which is compared to the moon, which is like a window, as we said. Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'alkein Isha Psula Lahoid. And based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why a woman is not qualified to testify in a court of Jewish law in most cases. There are exceptions to this, but the standard, the basic law is that a woman is posuleidus, except for certain exceptional things. Ki ikar hoedus ulevarer ulahokim hoemes shenofal venishlach loretz. Because as we learned earlier, the whole concept of courts, Jewish courts, and witnesses testifying is all to clarify and establish the truth which is in a fallen state. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Vatashlech emes orza. The truth was thrown to the ground. It's on the ground, it's down. V'alkein ho ikar levarer ulahaloi suemes shu b'chinas chaloin b'chinas levona. And this is why the main mission is to elevate the lower level emes, which is compared to the window, the moon. Shezeo b'chinas isha, which is also compared to the woman, the female. Shi b'chinas malchus, which is compared to the malchus. B'chinas levona, kayadua, the moon, as is known. V'alkein ein ho'isho yecholo lohoed. And it's for this reason that a woman is not qualified to testify. Ki ein chovush matir atzmoy mibeisu asurim. We have a rule in the Gemara that a person who's imprisoned, even if it's a strong person, usually cannot release themselves. They need help from the outside. So if it's the malchus that's defective, if it's the malchus, that lower level emes, that window, if that's the one that has the problem, then obviously it can't help itself. It needs outside help. Umeachar shezeh ho'emes nivgam, because of the fact that it's the moon which represents the window, the lower level emes, the woman that became pogum, Shezeo b'chinas miyut hayoreach, that's the concept of Hashem lessening the light of the moon. She'ikar ha'pegam magil b'chinas isho yiras Hashem shvenes malchus, where the defect of the moon is reflected most in the woman who's called the isho yiras Hashem, she's the malchus. Alkein bevadai ein ho'isho yecholo lahagbia ulevaremes. So that would explain why the woman... is not qualified to be the one to sort out and to elevate the emes. Ki yicholo lehi koshel gam kein besheker. Because she can easily fall into sheker, me'achar sheze ho'emes nivga machshov al yidei ha'sheker shel ha'baleidin kanal. Because of the fact that the lower level emes, which is represented by the moon, which is represented by the woman, is in a state of defect, deficiency, and in addition to that, you have these two litigants coming into the court, where usually at least one of them is lying, or one of them is wrong, one of them is up to no good. V'alkein tzrichim, so that's why the woman is disqualified. V'alkein tzrichim shnei anoshim gedoilim b'nei shloishes reishona lohoim. This is why the requirement for witnesses is that it requires two gedoilim, two men, two males, who are at least 13 years old, in order to testify. V'heim b'chinas Yaakov v'Yosef. And those two witnesses represent Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Sheheim b'chinas shnei edim, who are referred to in the Torah as two witnesses. Bechinas, as we mentioned in the beginning of this paragraph, in the beginning of paragraph Tezayin, that there's a pasuk Eidus b'Yaakov, and there's another pasuk that says Eidus b'hi Yosef. Sheheim mechabrim u'meyachadim chamo u'levona. They bring together and unite the sun and the moon. Shnei bechinas emes, the two levels of truth. Shein bechinas hamor agodol v'hamor akoton, which are referred to as the great lantern and the small lantern. Shezeo bechinas eid hagodol v'chaveroi hakoton imenu. And this is the concept of two witnesses coming to the court, where usually one of them is on a higher level and the other one is on a lower level. Two people are usually almost never on the same level. K'mo shekosu b'mishnah, as we find in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where it says machnisin es, that when the judges want to investigate the witnesses, it says machnisin es hagodol tchila. First they take the greater one and they investigate him, they question him and everything. So we see that there's a godoil and a koton, that by the witnesses, the two witnesses correspond to this moir hagodol and moir hakoton, the sun and the moon. V'oz nichlolin yachad chama ulevona. And when you have two qualified male witnesses who are over the age of 13, then you have this union between the sun and the moon. Shtei b'chinos emes, now the two levels of emes that we spoke about, the precious stone, the even toiv, and the chaloin. And only then do the sun and the moon and these two levels of emes become one. Ki be'emes kulo echad. Because in reality, they are one. When they were originally created, they were created as one. Shnei ma'oiroi sagdoilim. Va'oz nidche ha'sheker va'oila ho'emes. And then the sheker gets rejected, gets pushed away, gets eliminated, and the emes is elevated. Paragraph Yudches. V'alkein kiddush hachodesh v'ibur shonim hoyal yidei bezdin v'edim. Now you'll understand why the sanctity of the month, declaring the new month, and also calculating, determining whether there's a leap year or not, had to be done through bezdin and witnesses who saw the moon. Ki heim mekimim ho'emes, because it's this combination, the witnesses and the judges. We learned that the witnesses are the sun and the moon. And we learned that the judges represent the three levels of emes, the aleph, the mem, and the tof, the beginning, middle, and end. Through that combination, shezeo b'chinas kiddush hachodesh v'ibur shonim. And that's what's sanctifying the moon, the month, and the moon, and the calculating of the years is all about. It's all about this purifying of the emes. Now, Rav Nosson Sal is going to use what we learned till now to explain the holiday of Purim, to give us a whole beautiful explanation and insights on the holiday of Purim. Paragraph Yutes. וזה בחינס פורים גודל ופורים קוטון. And this is the concept of the two Purims. When we have a leap year, we know the month of Adar is doubled. There's Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, and there's what's called Purim Katan, the 14th of Adar and the 15th of the first Adar. The 14th and 15th of the first Adar are called Purim Katan, and the 14th and 15th of Adar Sheni are called Purim Gadol. And there are some laws, we don't say Tachnun on either one, so even Purim Katan is considered a holiday to a degree. Ki ein she'oisin b'shnas o'ibur, which we celebrate during a leap year. Ki ein me'abrin elo ador, because the only month that we add an additional month to is the month of Ador. Ki ador hu bechinas emes, because the month of Ador symbolizes truth. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place, she ador hu roshe tevois roish devorcho emes, that the name of the month Ador makes up the first letters of this pasuk, which says that the highest part of your words is truth, the top of your words. V'alkein ikar hanes shel Purim hoyo ba'ador, sheboim abras ha'shono. And this is why the main impact of the miracle of Purim took place in Ador, which is the month which we extend in a leap year. Ki soid hoibur hu b'chinas mechias zecher ha'molek. Because the whole concept of coordinating the sun and the moon, synchronizing the sun and the moon, this soid ho'ibur is tied into erasing any memory of Amalek. Ki ibur shana shehu chibur chama levana shnei b'chines emes anal. Because this concept of a leap year, which is what brings about the union between the sun and the moon, these two levels of emes, v'nasa ha'koil echad, and they become one, they become synchronized. Ki emes hu echad kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the truth is one. When we want to say the truth about something, we can only say that this is a table. If I want to lie about it, I can say it's a chair, it's an ice cream cone, it's a this, it's a that. Sheker is many, emes is one. And this is the concept of Hashem's complete name, Shehu Shem Hashem Elokim, which is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, combined with Elokim, Shenasin Echod, which become one. Bechinas Hashem Echod Shmoy Echod. Shezeu Iker Bechinas Vashem Elokim Emes. This is the whole essence of that pasuk, as we spoke earlier. Hashem Elokim is truth, that combination. Vezeu Bechinas Mechias Haman Amalek. And this is the whole concept of wiping out Haman. Kinish Bahakadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem has sworn She'ein Hashem Sholem Vein Akise Sholem Adimoch Azeh Hamolek, that Hashem's name is not complete and his throne is not complete until Amalek is wiped out completely. Ki Amalek Hu Zuamas HaNochosh, because Amalek represents the tumor of the snake. Bechina Sheker, falsehood. Ki Amalek kofar beikar, because Amalek denied Hashem. Vehi pigam hatfila, and that's also a pigam in tefila. Vehu ikara choshech vabilbulim amiskabrim b'shas hatfila. Amalek represents the darkness and the confusion that a person experiences when he tries to daven. Veikar hiskabrusoi al hachalushei koyach shebiyisrael. And those who are most vulnerable to Amalek are the weakest of the Jews. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Vayizanev becho kol anecheshelem achrecho, that Haman attacked the rear, the tail end of the Jews, the very weak ones, the stragglers. Ve'ato oye fiogei, and you were very tired and worn out at the time. Hainu al oison shetfiloson chalusha. Hamon HaMalek tries to harm those whose tefillah is weak. Sheho emes shelahem hu bebechinas chaloin, where their level of emes is not that higher level of emes, which is like a precious stone that gives off its own light, but rather their level of emes is like the window. Sheshom roitzel esgaber chas v'sholom lafo echemes l'sheker. Those are the ones who Haman goes after, Amalek, to try to destroy them, to try to convert the truth into falsehood. Umesavev bishkorim, and he surrounds them with lies. Shehem hamachshovoi zorois v'abilbulim, which are all the extraneous thoughts that they get bombarded with at the time of davening, and the confusion. Ve'enoi maniach l'spalel. And he does not allow the person to daven. V'alkein ikar ma'pol ha'somen ha'molek v'ayidei tefillah. And that's why the main destruction of Haman HaMalek, the main downfall, is through tefillah. Haynu kishem izgabrin u'ma'irin ho'emes al atzmoi. When a Jew strengthens himself and draws upon himself emes, be'eze b'china shehu, on whatever level the person is on at that time, if he strives to speak to Hashem with honesty, even if he can't say the words with major emotion, with enthusiasm, but at least to say them with truth and honesty, that allows the person, emes is a light, Hashem orcho v'amitcho, which shows the person the exit signs by which he can exit from the darkness, from the klipas HaMolek, v'zoichen lotzeis me'afeila lo'ira. And the person is zoiched to exit from major darkness into light. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, when they finally succeeded in defeating Haman, it says, la'yehudim hoysa oira. Now the lights got turned on. Hanemar b'mapola somen HaMolek. However, it is impossible for a Jew's own emes to shine for him and to help him until the person is zoicha to become close to the true tzaddikim. Shehem bechinas etzem ho emes. They represent the essence of truth, the power source of truth, Hameir Bekol Nekuda Nekuda Shalemes, Shesh Balechtach Nisrael, which shines into the individualistic emes that's found in each and every single Jew, Afilu Bapoche Shebebchusim, even in the smallest small one, the Hagrua Shebegruim, and the worst Jew. Vezeh Shekosu B'Milchemes HaMolek. And this is why the Torah writes, when the Jews went to do battle against Amalek, Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua, say he lochem ba'Amalek. That Moshe Rabbeinu instructed his student Yehoshua, you go out and do battle against Amalek. Ki ikar ma'polas Amalek, wal yidei Yehoshua daiko. Because the real downfall of Amalek can only be achieved specifically through Yehoshua. Shehu mesugulakach. He is the one who is best suited for the job. Kama shekosu b'Zohar Kodesh. As the Zohar Kodesh explains, the Zohar Kodesh says, we know that this is not the Jewish way. A Jewish leader, when the Jews went out to battle, his battle cry was, follow me, acharai. He was out there in front. How come Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on the mountain and he sends Yehoshua out to battle? The Zohar HaKadosh says, don't worry. It's not because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a real leader. There were specific reasons why in this particular case, it had to be Yehoshua. Ki Yehoshua hu b'chinas levona, because Yehoshua symbolizes the moon. B'chinas pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, pnei Yeshua k'pnei levona. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, page 75, that the face of Moshe Rabbeinu shone like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua shone like the moon. Ki ikar achizas HaMolek hu mimiyu tayoreach shu pegamo emes, b'chinas chaloin, b'chinas levona. Because the real place where HaMolek can attach himself to is only when the moon is in a low state, it's in a shrunken state, which means there's a lack of emes, which means we're talking about the chaloyim, the window, the moon. V'alkein, mapolosoi al yedei Yehoshua. And since the moon is the main one who Amalek goes after, the defeat of Amalek is through Yehoshua, shehu b'chinas levona, Yehoshua who represents the moon. Hainu b'chinas tikun pegimas halavona. This represents the repair of the deficiency of the moon. Shalideze noifel Amalek. This is what brings about the downfall of Amalek. Kishinis barer amita soemes. Kishinizbarer amita soemes sheyesh etzel kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. When the truth that's found inside each and every individual Jew gets purified and gets repaired and gets fixed up. This is all part of that process of filling in the deficiency, the defect in the moon. So Yehoshua is the one who represents the moon. He's the one who has to be especially involved in that. However, it is impossible for Yehoshua to fight this battle against Amalek, to shine that light of truth, unless he is perfectly connected to his rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu b'chinas chamokanal, who represents the sun, b'chinas etzem hoemes, which is the essence of truth. And this is why the Torah writes, when it speaks about the battle against Amalek, Vayehi yodo v'emuna ad boya shomesh. The Targum on that pasuk says, Prison bitzloi, that his hands were outstretched in prayer, in tefillah. Ki Moshe, b'chinas etzem o'emes, b'chinas chamo, ha-meir b'ha-tefillah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the essence of truth, the sun, which shines its light into the tefillah, which is b'chinas emuna. Ad boy ha-shemesh. Ad shehevi v'himshich oyer ha-shemesh. Oyer etzem o'emes l'toich ha-tefillah. Until he succeeds in bringing the sun, bringing the light of the sun, which represents the essence of truth, into the tefillah, shezeo b'chinas milui pegimas halavona, that's the repair of the deficiency, the defect of the moon, shezeo yaikar, shezeo hatikun mekabel Yehoshua mimoshe. This tikun Yehoshua receives from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydeze loyche melchemes amolek. And that's what gives him the ability to do the battle against Amalek. Umeir huemes b'olech v'dach miYisrael, and he shines the truth into each and every single Jew. Shaydeze zoyche kolechod liroi sapsochem shebetoich ha-choyshech ha-feil ha-gdoyla shemesave b'shas ha-tfila. And that allows each and every single Jew to see the exits in the darkness that's surrounding him during davening. And the Jew is zeichet to get out of that darkness into light, umespalalin heitev, and to be able to daven well. Shezeu b'chinas mapolas Amalek. This is the concept of bringing about the downfall of Amalek. Shehu hachoshech b'chinas sheker. Amalek is referred to. This is the downfall of Amalek, Shehu HaChoshech, who is the darkness, Bechina Sheker, this falseness. V'alkein, Moshe v'Yehoshua he'emidu hachamo b'melchemes Amalek u'b'melchemes shloishim v'echod melochim. And this will also explain the extraordinary miracle that both of them, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, performed the same miracle of suspending the sun, stopping the sun from setting. Moshe Rabbeinu during the battle against Amalek, Yehoshua during the battle against the 31 kings who were inside of Eretz Yisrael. Lohoyrois, this is to teach us, Sheheim Memalim Pkima Salavona, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua together, they are the ones who fill in whatever is missing, whatever is lacking in the moon. u'mamshichin oracham lor lavona, and they draw the light of the sun into the light of the moon, ad sheyecholin lahamshich oracham afilu balayla, which gives them the ability to draw, to use the light of the moon even at night. Ki hakoil echod chamo levana, because both of these are really one, the sun and the moon, these two levels of emes, v'nichlol in yachad, and they merge together. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikar mapola somon, huayde milui pegima salavona, that in order to bring about the downfall of Haman, we have to be able to repair the moon, to fill in what's missing, what's lacking from the moon. Shehu b'chinas v'hoyo oir alavona korachama, as the Torah says, is going to be in the future when the light of the moon is going to be restored and they're both going to be equal again. Shezeo b'chinas milui Hashem. And that also represents filling out the name of Hashem. B'chinas shem sholem, the name of Hashem being complete, which is both Yudke Vavke and Elokim. Shezeo b'chinas soid hoibur kanal. This is the concept of this secret of synchronizing the solar year and lunar year. V'alkein ikar hanes shel Purim hoyo ba'ador. And now you'll understand also why this downfall of Haman HaMolech, the miracle of Purim, was bedafka during the month of Ador, sheboi ma'abrines hashona, which is the month where we bring these two, we restore the light of the moon, we bring the moon back to the level of the sun. V'zeo b'chinas, and this is why at the end of the Megillah, when it speaks about the victory of the Jewish people, how Mordechai and Esther succeeded in bringing about the downfall of Haman, it says that they sent out letters to all of the people. And what was in those letters? Divrei Shalom ve'emes, words of peace and truth. Shezochu Mordechai ve'Esther lahamshich oir ho'emes. Mordechai and Esther was zeichet to draw this light of truth, Shehu ikar ha'oir, which is the real light. Bechinas la Yehudim oisa'oira, as it says in the Megillah, sheze ikar mapolas Haman HaMolech. And that's what brings about the downfall of Haman and HaMolech, who are sheker, who are darkness. That's what they're all about. Paragraph Chof, V'alkein ikra nes hoyo alidei Esther. And now we'll understand also why, even though both Mordechai and Esther played important roles on Purim, but the main one was Esther Amalka, and it's called Megillas Esther. Shehi b'chinas isho yiras Hashem. She represents the woman of holiness, the Shechina, b'chinas levana, the moon, b'chinas malchus kanal. Ki homon rotzo oz dafko l'skabra l'Yisrael chas v'sholom be'ez shenilkecho Esther l'beis ha'melech. Because when did Homon think he had the best opportunity to destroy the Jews? After Esther Hamalka had been taken captive into the palace of Ahasuerus. Shezehu ikar pegam ho'emes chas v'sholom. Because that represents a major defect in the holiness, in the emes. Bechinas miut halavona, where the light of the moon was lessened. Ki sovar shenimshicho bechinas Esther, bechinas levona, bechinas emes hashnianal, l'toy chasit ra'achra chas v'sholom. Because Haman felt that he had succeeded in causing the emes, that lower level emes, which corresponds to the moon, which is Esther Amalka, into the Sitra Achra. Me'achar shenilchecho le'mishkav Horel. Since Esther Amalka had been taken into the palace to be used by this Tomei Goy, by Achashverosh. Ve'oz ikar yenikas ha'Sitra Achra. And when that kind of thing happens, when a non-Jewish man takes a Jewish woman captive and uses her, that's where the Sitra Achra really is able to draw power. sheyenikasam misham. That's where they draw their strength from. Mibechinas yerida so emes hashniyana. When that second level of emes, which is compared to the moon, the window, drops down, it falls down, bein haklipos chas v'shalom, among the klipos. V'alkein rotza oz l'sgabar al Yisrael. That's why Haman felt that that was a great time to go up against the Jews. Ki ikar hisgabrusoi misham. Because Haman's main power, where he draws his strength from, is from there. Mi pigam ze ho'emes. From the deficiency, the lacking, the weakness in that lower level emes, shubachinas levana, which is the moon. And the main strength of Haman and the Sitra Achra at that time was the result of Pigam HaBris. Because the Gemara tells us that the Jews at that time got messed up with non-Jewish women, got involved with non-Jewish women. Shehemi Sitra the Shikra. They are referred to as Sheker in Yiddishkeit, in the Zohar HaKadosh. Kishmiras habris hu bechinas emes, because when a person is zocheh to be pure in the area of tikkun habris, that's referred to as emes. Bechinas kuloi zera emes, all of the seed was a holy seed. It's referred to as zera emes. Shu bechinas tikkun tefila, that represents the tefila when it's bishleimus. Shu bechinas zivug digdusha. And it also represents the holy union between husband and wife. Bechinas hischabrus emes ve'emuna, who are the union of emes and emuna. Chamu levana, the sun and the moon. Ukemavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 9 in Likutei Moran. Shezeu bechinas koshe zivugon kekriyas yamsuf. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that this is the interpretation of the Gemara, that the zivug is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Kriyas yamsuf was into 12 lanes corresponding to the 12 paths of tefillah. Avol zivug she'enoi bigdusha, whereas when the relations between husband and wife are not holy relations, ze bechinas pigam ho'emes, that represents a weakness in emes. Mikolshkein, the kolshkein, especially if we're talking about super pigam abris, pigam nashgaz chas v'shalom, which the Gemara refers to as nashgaz, nida, shifcha, goya, zoina. When a Jew interacts with the different flavors of non-Jewish or tamei women, chas v'shalom, sheze ikra bechina sheker. That's the essence of sheker. As we find, the Zohar HaKadosh uses that terminology. Man de meshaker bebris kadisha. A person who commits falseness, with the holy bris. Meshaker daiko. Look at the term that's being used. Sheker. Ki ho'akum heimebechina sheker. Because the goyim and the tumah, they come from sheker. They represent sheker. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 144, asher piem diber shov v'yaminom yamin sheker. Umachmazeh shepogmu benoshim nachriyos, and because of the fact that the Jews at that time intermarried with non-Jewish women, ayidezeh gormu sheigia hapegam lebechinas isheiras Hashem. That's what caused the defect to affect the woman. Shu bechinas levona, bechinas malchus. Vaydezeh nilkecho Esther lebeis hamelech. And that's why the result was that the woman, Esther Amalka, was taken captive to the Beis Hamelech, to Achashverosh. V'sovar Haman shaydezeh yizgabra al Yisrael chas v'shalom. And Haman thought that when the Shekhinah, the lower level emes, the window, Esther Amalka, when she was taken captive into Achashverosh, that's an opportune time to attack the Jews. Because now there was a separation caused between truth, emes, and emuna, bein chama ulevana, between the sun and the moon. The moon is sometimes referred to as the lower level emes, and sometimes it's referred to as emuna. There's a pasuk ve'emunascha balelois. Emuna is the light that shines at nighttime, the moon. Bein al yedei pigam habris. Because that's the main place where Haman and Amalek draw their power from, when there is Pegama Bris, just like it says in the Torah, Asher Korcho Baderech, that when it speaks about the Parsha Zohar, Zohar Sashosho Amalek, that their power is when there's Korcho, when there's Keri, Pegama Bris. And that's why the Jews were in major, major danger at the time. However, Hashem decided to be nice to us, to be good to us. V'osa imanu nisim v'niflois gedoilois v'noirois b'chol dor v'dor. And Hashem performed unbelievable, awesome miracles for us in all the generations. Vishalachos Mordechai v'Esther, and in that generation, Hashem sent these two superheroes, Mordechai and Esther, Shem b'chinas Chamu Levono, who represent the sun and the moon, Emes v'Emuna, truth and faith. V'loy dai sheloy nifkem Esther chas shamaydish nechol beis hamelech. Not only was Queen Esther, was Esther Amalka not harmed at all when she was taken into the house of the king? Adarabba, just the opposite. Ali Dezer, by her infiltrating there, by her going in there, Hoitzio Ho'er Menachoshech, she succeeded in bringing forth light from the darkness. Ki Achashveirosh Loi Nogabo Klal, because Achashveirosh never touched her. He was not able to have any physical contact with her whatsoever. As the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that there was a female shade that took Esther's place when Achashverosh wanted to have contact. And the main thing that saved Esther from Achashverosh, from being harmed in any way by Achashverosh, was her connection to the truth. As the Gemara tells us, when Esther Amalka decided to go see the king, when she entered into his area, which was full of idols, and her Ruach HaKodesh left her, the Shekhinah left her, she cried out, Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtani, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Shezehu ikra hatikun lotzeis min achoshech kanal. As Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 9 in Likut Imran, that this is the main tikun for a person who finds themselves enveloped in darkness. Hainu meaning, kishem izgaber goydel achoshech al isha kosher, horitzel skavash misporach, when major darkness tries to swallow up a religious person who's trying to come close to Hashem, ubifrat b'shas hatfilah, especially when the person's trying to daven to Hashem, v'choshech mesavevoysa mikol tzad u'mitzidei tzdodim, and the darkness encircles him and envelops him from all sides. Shezeu b'chinas knisas Esther, shi b'chinas malchus, b'chinas nekuda hagdoisha musteres b'cholech v'lech mi'Yisrael, shenichneses chas v'shom lebeis achashveiro yisharosha. This corresponds exactly with the concept of Esther, who represents the malchus, who represents that holy spark that's hidden in each and every single Jew. The word Esther means hidden. The hidden spark that's hidden inside of every single Jew that sometimes enters into the palace of Achashverosh. Letoich bayis mole gilulim v'tinufim. It enters into a place that's full of tumah, idols, and junk. Shehu b'chinas oitzem hezgabrus hachoshech. This is when the darkness is really, really getting powerful. She'eino yodea shum derech ve'etzov etarpul olinotzem lehem. And the person has no idea what trick to use, what means to use to escape this darkness. Va'oz. And when that happens, Rabbi Nazal tells us, Iker ho'etzo hirak emes. The only solution for the person at that time is pure truth. Sheyedaber hadibur be'emes. To see to it, to speak his words of tefillah with total honesty. Ve'yitzak la'shem yisborah be'emes. And to cry out to Hashem with honesty. Not to put on a show for the people that are there, but he's doing it really, really honestly. Shezeu b'chinas ma she'tzo'ako Esther. Kishenich nesol b'ayis mole gilulim. This is the whole concept of Queen Esther screaming out, crying out, when she entered into a room that was full of idols. Shoyisatzekas, what did she cry? Keili, keili, lomo azavtoni. Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? And by doing that, she was able to draw upon herself the light of truth coming from Mordechai, who was the tzaddik ador, b'chinas etzo emes, the essence of truth. And that's what saved her and protected her from being touched or harmed in any way by the tomei goy. Kiloi nogaba, because the Zohar Kodesh says, Achashveirosh couldn't touch her, begin da'ach noterla, because her big brother was protecting her, was watching over her. De'ihu koitza da'ois dale de'echod, which is the little piece at the end of the dalet of echod, the piece that changes it from a resh to a dalet, as is explained in the Tikkuni Zohar. We know the word Echod is made up of two parts. The Aleph Ches, which is Ach, the brother, and the Dalid, which represents the Shechina, the sister, the girl, the Shechina, the Isha Yiras Hashem. And the brother, the Aleph Ches, protects the Shechina via that Koitza Dois Dalid, that little piece sticking out on the right side of the Dalet, towards the Aleph Ches. Hainu etzem ho'emes. This Mordechai HaTzadik, in this case, represents the essence of truth. Shehu yichud Hashem Yisborach, which is the declaration of the unity of Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echod. Shehu etzem ho'emes, which is the real essence of truth. Bechinas, as we say in Ledover Hashem Oiri, Hashem is my light. Shezeu bechinas kriyashma, bechinas Hashem Echod Kanal. Sheze Shomar Es Esther. That's what protected Esther Amalka. Veze Shomer Es Kol Echad Vechad Mi Yisrael. And that's the force. That's what protected Esther at the time, and that's what protects each and every individual Jew. When a Jew cries out to Hashem with real honesty and sincerity, even if the person has fallen into filth, into dirt, into whatever low level, even if he's surrounded by darkness on all sides, despite that, if the person still believes in Hashem honestly and sincerely, he believes in the one Hashem and he cries out to Hashem honestly. And he says, this cry, Keli Keli Loma Zaftoni, he pleads with Hashem with truth, with honesty, with sincerity. Hazai ho emes meir loy, then this truth shines a light for him. V'roye hapsochim, and he sees the exit signs. V'yotze me'afel oloira, and he's able to get out from the darkness into light. V'oz, and when that happens, loy dai shein asitrach v'achoy shechilam l'modu l'babu t'filas chashom. Not only is the sitrachra no longer able to hold him back and to confuse his tefillin anyway, afgam zeiche lasis pesach gam lacherim. But rather, the person is zeiche not just to make an exit for himself, but also to prepare exits for others, to take them out of the darkness, ulachziram b'tshuva, and to help them return in tshuva. Kamashikos v'sham b'simen kuf yud beis, as Rabbein Nizal explains this in chapter 112 in Likut Imran, al posuk u'pesach hateva b'tzido tosim. The entrance to the ark, that b'tzido tosim, ayin sham, b'tzido means those who are trapped, that when a person is zoicha to find his own way out of the darkness, very often he also prepares a path for others who are trapped in the darkness to be able to leave with him. Ayin Sham, look over there in chapter 112 in Likut Imran, which is connected to and very much similar to chapter 9. Shezeo Bechinas, this is what we find in Megillah Esther, that it tells us, V'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyadim, that many of the non-Jews converted at the time, Shezochso Esther al yidei ho'emes shelo, whereby Esther Amalka, when she went into that room with all the idols, she was surrounded by darkness, the Ruach HaKodesh left her, and she cried out, Keili, Keili, loma zavtoni. She was reaching out for truth, with truth, and that's what saved her from Achashverosh. Uberero ho'emes min hasheker. She succeeded in extracting the truth from the darkness. V'loy nisrachkom in Mordechai chas v'shom. She did not become distanced at all whatsoever from Mordechai at Tzadik. V'adaraba, just the opposite. Nismale pigimas halavono al yodom. The damage to the moon was repaired through Mordechai and Esther. Ayde Mordechai Vester, Ayde Shebeira Rohemes Menasheker, by sorting out the truth from the falsehood, Ad Shenes Gairu Gerim, until it resulted in non-Jews leaving their place and coming and joining the Jewish people. Shezeo Bechinas Hischabur Shte Bechinas Emes Kanal. This is another example of uniting the two levels of Emes, the higher level of Emes, which is called Emes, and the lower level of Emes, which is called Emuna. Mordechai v'Esther, corresponding to that. Shezeo b'china shem shalom kanal. V'alkein, and therefore, V'alkein hoyo hanes ba'ador, and this is why the miracle took place in the month of Ador, Sheboi ma'abrim hashona kanal, which is the month in which we restore the moon, we repair the moon, we add to the lunar year and bring it back up to the level of the sun. Shezeo b'chinas Purim Godoil u'Purim Katan. Now you'll understand why there are these two labels for Purim. There's the big Purim and the little Purim. B'chinas es hamoer ha-Godoil v'shamoer ha-Katan shem chamo levana, which are the same terms that are used for the sun and the moon. Mordechai v'Esther, shenichlalu yachad, these two who united and combined together, v'nismale pigimas halavona, and through them, the deficiency, the defect in the moon was filled in, was repaired. V'nizgale ho'emes, and the truth was revealed. B'chinas, as it says, that the letters that Mordechai sent out were full of divrei shalom ve'emes. V'alkein kiblu os es ha'toyre mechodosh. And this will also explain why the Jews at that time received the Torah anew. K'moshe Kosov, as it says, Kimu v'kiblu. And the Gemara darshins that means a new acceptance of the Torah. Ki ha-Torah hi b'chinas emes. Because the Torah is emes. Shezehu ikar mapolas homon al yideu emes. And that's the whole concept of bringing about the downfall of homon through emes. Vezehu sham rabbi senezal, shamigila tzricha sirtut ka'amito shel Torah. And this is why when the Gemara speaks about the requirements of a Megillah, the parchment of a Megillah, the Gemara says the Megillah, the parchment for a Megillah has to have those lines engraved into it, just like the truth of the Torah. This is the wording of the Gemara. Ka'amito shel Torah. Ki ha-Megillah hi bechinas amito shel Torah. Because Megillah Esther is the truth of the Torah. That's where we see the truth being victorious over Sheker. We see Esther surrounded by darkness, by Sheker, and being victorious over it by reaching out with truth. Bechinas Torah Semes, Sheze Ikara Mapolas Homan Amolikanal. This is the main downfall of Homan, Shehu Hachoyshech HaMesavev B'Shas HaTfila, which is the darkness that encircles a person, especially when he's trying to daven. Shenoifel v'nizbatel al yideu emes. And that darkness has its downfall and is eliminated through truth. Shehu ikar ha'oyer lirois ha'psochem kanal. Truth is that essence of that light that enables us to see the exits. Bechinas, as the pasuk says over there in Megillah, La'yehudim hoysa oira, that the victory was a victory for light, a victory for truth. I want to apologize. Last night we started the first slichas. The Ashkenazic Jews only say slichas the week of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be this coming Wednesday night. We started slichas, and unfortunately the night got chopped up tremendously for different reasons, and I never got to catch up with the sleep. So during the shiur, we were a little hazy at times. I apologize. We hope that next time we're going to come back new and improved. Mitzvah Shem.